other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We're live. It is the seventh day already, the seventh day of September 2007. Aaron Russo's memorial is going to be happening today out in California. So happy trails, my friend. I'll be in New York tomorrow afternoon, and I'll be there through Tuesday, fly back in Wednesday morning. Bob Dacey will be sitting in Monday and Tuesday. I'll be doing live reports, as well as other people there on the scene with live reports throughout the 2 days that Bob Dacey, local television host, good friend of mine, and writer for the New American Magazine, will be sitting in here coming up on Monday and Tuesday. Richard Reeves is coming up in about an hour and a half. He's a local activist and talk show host in his own right. He went to the straw poll with Ron Paul, and he's got eyewitness reports of a military-style PSYOP that was run on the delegates, and this has been confirmed by others that were there. This is extremely, extremely newsworthy. I know some people were videotaping this. We need to get a videotape of it to show people, but saying that Al-Qaeda was going to attack, and 9/11 isn't an inside job, and there's nukes all over America, and big screens, nothing to do with the delegate meeting, just... This is happening all over the country. Luke Radowski, of course, is going to be joining us as well to pop in. Last interview before what kicks off this weekend for the sixth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Sherry Hall is going to be joining us for about 15 minutes. She's a local Austinite who came to see Endgame Tuesday night when I showed it, and I brought up the point that tetanus shots for women in UN programs all over the world had hormones added to them, bound to the tetanus, to then sterilize the women, and it caused autoimmune responses and killed quite a few, but 100% of the time sterilized the women. And she started talking about that, and there was another lady who popped up and said it happened to her, and another lady, and they were there separately and didn't even know about this. People were pretty freaked out about it. Yeah, this is real. And then I had one of Rick Perry's, I'll just leave it at that, high-level staff members. I've seen the guy on television. I knew it was one of Rick Perry's people when I saw him. And he said, yeah, I've been a listener the last few years, and he even showed me his gubernatorial boots, because I know the governor's giving people those very boots, got to come and take it, flag on them. And he went into how, when he was a medic, well, I told the story yesterday, they sent six people down to Fort Sam Houston, the medical facility, quote, to give them their tetanus shot from Fort Sill, not their tetanus, their meningitis, and all six died. And then they told them to pull everything out in the bunk area and scrub them in the entire facility they were in. And then they later got word it was some type of bioweapons test. I mean, they just killed them. Kids, hey, here are these troops. Give them these shots. Bye-bye. And they die pretty grisly deaths, too. We have eugenicists running things who openly say they want to kill us. Okay? Then it becomes very easy to understand why they carried out 9/11. This is very simple. And if we don't grow up, it's going to get worse and worse. Then the question is, well, why aren't you dead? Well, number one, the good Lord above. Not before, I mean, even before I started fighting the New World Order. I don't think I would be here if it wasn't for God's intervention. But secondarily, they don't want to make me a martyr, at least not yet. And they know if they kill me, it's only going to spread my information farther. And they know my information's accurate and dangerous. And they don't want to validate it that way. You see, the blood of patriots waters the tree of liberty. And they know that. We'll be right back.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Top stories today. John Edwards is calling for a global anti-terror force, a global police force. Of course, that's been in the UN plans for 50-plus years. Now they're announcing it again. World government in the name of fighting terror. North American Union in the name of fighting terror. Militarized police banning free speech, banning demonstrations, banning America in the name of saving America. We'll get into that. And it's becoming so ridiculous. I get addicted to message boards and postings. Not even message boards, but reading people's comments. And I probably spent 20 minutes I didn't have earlier this morning reading the ABC News story as they show the new bin Laden. They announce it's him. He's alive. He's going to kill us. He's released this video for September 11th. And it looks like one of those animated video games where they have the animated people. It doesn't even look like a good bin Laden, a good fake. He looks like it's bin Laden from 1985. In 2000, he had sunken in eyes and a gray beard. Now he's plump and got a big black beard. He's gained weight, but it's the very same Photoshop background. I mean, you can tell it's been altered. Now, Intel Center's been caught altering video. Wire Magazine broke that. They're run by several former top CIA officials. That's admitted. We've caught other bin Laden tapes being uploaded by other government-controlled groups. It's just totally fake. But the good news is, There are hundreds and hundreds of posts on ABC's site. And I have to say, for every 30 or 40 saying it's totally fake, this is a joke, come on, it's photoshopped, he's been dead for years of kidney failure, on and on and on. Look at how they're bringing him out at this convenient time. I mean, literally, I'd read 30 or 40 posts, and this is ABC News readers, and they're all saying it's fake. Literally, I had to read for like 15 minutes to find one. And then I can't tell if that one's a joke or not. It sounds like a joke. You can go up to Drudge Report right now. I don't know. I think we put a link to it on PrisonPlanet.com, and they've got a link to Bin Laden's back, and you go to it, and it's ABC. I've got it here in front of me. And just go read. I mean, there's the proof. Your bull isn't shelling anymore. It doesn't work anymore. And this new Bin Laden, it's like they're trying to get caught, because I know they can make better fake videos than this. I mean, this is a computer generation. I don't even need to study the layers or put it into a computer program and break it down, which, by the way, we're doing. I can look at that, and I can tell you that is a bad fake. There is just literally no end to these people. But then I realized that they're targeting the mass of people that don't know how to get on a computer or don't know how to message or post on an ABC News story. See, that's already a limited select group that even surf the web and read news. The people that'll buy this, hearing Bin Laden's back, but they had a national poll a few months ago where, what was it, 68% of 40 and above, for some reason, 68% of 40 years old and older, don't know what year 9/11 happened. And one-fifth of high school seniors don't know where the U.S. is on a globe. I mean, this is really happening. So, see, they're targeting them. Like the Republican memo that's now been leaked out and now been confirmed to be accurate, New York Magazine, New Yorker Magazine. And then you can see the results. It broke last week, and see the results now, the pell-mell push for war with Iran. And they said, look, we don't have most of the public, but all we need is 35%. And that's all they need. They need the 35% that are the cops and the military and the bureaucrats, and that's it. And that's why they hire people now with below 100 IQs. That's why they get them into gang mentality, cult-like cultures where everyone enforces the fraud. But I'm telling you, folks, when they're putting out fake cartoons of Bin Laden now. Now, don't forget that a year and a half ago, Steve Watson pointed out something that was hidden in plain view, and it ended up being one of the biggest stories we ever put out. I mean, tens and tens and tens of millions read it alone on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.net. Just on our sites, not to mention where it got posted everywhere else, and people checked it out and found that it was true. Remember, they showed on television Muhammad Atta, one of the lead hijackers, and one of the other supposed hijackers, taking credit and doing their little confessional before they left Afghanistan to go back and carry out 9/11. And then it got pointed out, and then we simply put it all together and posted it, but it got pointed out by TV stations in Europe, that, wait a minute, that's from a 2002 computer-generated television show that aired on Channel 4 and in the United States. Channel 4 is a big national network in England, for those that don't know. And it was. It was literally a TV show, computer generation, admitted, understand me, admitted fake. And the U.S. government took it and put it on the news and said, there's Muhammad Atta admitting he's going to carry out the attacks. Because they know you got a public that literally doesn't know anything. I talk to adults now. I go, do you know what the atmosphere is? And one of them said, is that the thing in space? I mean, I don't think people were this dumb 5 years ago. They just don't know anything. So they can put out fake stuff that's admittedly fake. I mean, that will make you go completely insane just to watch this happen. They post fake, made-for-TV videos, and then they re-release them 2.5 years later and say they're real. And then we point out it's fake, and then it's admittedly fake, and it's big on the internet, but on national news, they never retract the story. They never say it's fake. Then you've got the other fake Bin Laden video where he suddenly gained 100 pounds, his facial features changed, his nose got literally half an inch wider and longer. They did face scans, wasn't the same person, French, British, Canadian, and U.S. universities did scans, said it doesn't pass a face key. You can scan the real Bin Laden's face and try to make a face key off the new one. Doesn't work. Then they did voice print. 100% accuracy. Wasn't the same voice. Then they had linguists listen on top of it. And they said, yeah, that's not even Bin Laden. That's a different dialect. Someone raised in the West. Not a Saudi Arabian. The video was fake. It doesn't pass voice key. Voice print. Identification. Understand, they take a real Bin Laden, make a voice key with it, run this other Bin Laden through, it doesn't work. It isn't the same person! It's a fake! It's a fake, but that one isn't a computer fake. It's a fat guy in a dark room. But again, they don't care about us that are awake and know they're liars now. They're building FEMA camps, militarizing police for us. They're just trying to sell 35% of the public to go along with it because they literally need them to man the McDonald's and man the FEMA camps and man the prisons and put on police uniforms. And I'm sure you've seen the billboards all over the country, TV, radio ads, join the police force. They've gone from 300,000 cops 15 years ago to over 1.2 million, and they say they want to double that in the next year. I mean, we're knee-deep in it, folks, and it's going to get worse. And it's going to be about 35% of the public that literally will buy anything. Literally ruling over us with weapons. That's what tyranny is, boys and girls. And they can put fake videos out all day. And these people, they don't know where the U.S. is. They don't know where Iraq is. They don't know anything. They just know they got badges, they got guns, and martial law's good. And for the cops that are smart and good Americans, they're all getting off the force. They've been getting off for 10 years. Good people in the military don't like serving with nothing but foreigners. By the way, in Endgame, I say over 100,000, because that was the number I had from like 2 years ago, the latest I could find. Now the numbers just came out last week. It's 400,000 of our troops are foreigners now. In 2 years, it's gone from 150,000 to 400,000, and that's last year's number. We always get it a year late. I saw that in AP last week, and I went and pulled it up and actually found the Pentagon source. I mean, heaven help us. And they're putting out fake Bin Laden videos. They're putting out videos that are admittedly computer-generated, but then recycling them for the proletariat. It's off the chart. I mean, I keep saying off the chart because this stuff has gotten so insane. And then it turns out the Pentagon admits they're releasing fake stuff. Paul Watson's got an incredible article up on PrisonPlanet.com, and it's up on InfoWars.com right now as well. Neocons enlist Bin Laden's help to counter 9/11 truth. And that's exactly what it is. Right on cue, he pops up. Discredited Pentagon-affiliated intel center to release another dubious tape right when Bush needs it most. Osama pops up hours after New Zogby poll shows Americans want new 9/11 investigation for second time running. The U.S. government, via its closely affiliated intel center front, is to release a new tape of Osama bin Laden on the 6th anniversary of 9/11 in a desperate ploy to counter 9/11 truth as a new Zogby poll that again proves the majority of Americans are highly suspect of the official story. And then he gets later into the key information that the Pentagon admits they release fake reports. A pre-released image shows an apparently older-looking bin Laden with a dyed dark brown beard. Meaning the individual on the tape is either a body double or the terror master has been using Gretchen Formula 16 in between his dashing from cave to cave across the mountainous Pakistani border region. When we get back, I'll get into the real meat and potatoes on this. It's just unbelievable.
For Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Welcome back.
We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and
all right, the bugles ring. Getting back into neocons and what's been lied to help the counter 9/11 truth. Very important story. I'm going to get into Endgame and really what the film encompasses and play the audio from the trailer that's now up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next segment. continuing here with this new, clearly fake Bin Laden tape, just on its face. But whether you think it's Bin Laden or not, it's really beside the point. If Bin Laden was dead, it would be necessary to perpetuate the myth anyway. The thing to bear in mind here is that Osama has never failed in ensuring his tapes get released at the most politically opportune times. Not for al-Qaeda, but for the neocons and the Bush administration. In addition, the security services and intel center have been caught on numerous occasions doctoring Bin Laden tapes, that's admitted now, and passing the footage off they filmed or as originating from al-Qaeda. Again, Bin Laden tapes and passing off footage they filmed as originating from al-Qaeda, as well as claiming that six-year-old footage is new material. They do that all the time. Their credibility on this issue has been shot to pieces again and again and again, and only the supremely naive or the witting dupe would lend any credence to the authenticity of the new tape. And think about it. They release, it's got to be 15, 20 times every few months, re-edited 2001 videos. And then it's big national news, ABC, CNN, Fox, they all know it's fake. And then a day later, there's a very quiet retraction. Oh, we believe that was an old tape. You can look at it. It's always the same tape, always the cave in the background, always the green background, always those two tapes, always re-edited, always the same thing he's saying. And they know it. But again, the people that aren't paying attention are just halfway watching. So, oh, it's Bin Laden again. It's amazing propaganda. First and foremost, in the same vein as the History Channel hit piece, the tape is an attempt to rescue the tattered and torn credibility of the official 9/11 fairy tale, as well as providing a media distraction to obfuscate 9/11 truth events that kick off today at Ground Zero and continue on to next week's anniversary. A new Zogby poll released yesterday shows that 51% of Americans, up from 45% last year, want Bush and Cheney to be directly investigated for their actions on 9/11. And 67% fault the 9/11 Commission for the failure to probe the anomalies and the collapse of WTC-7. That's in a mainline, highly respected poll. It's actually far worse, because most people getting calls aren't going to answer truthfully. It's, you know, did the government do it? Oh, no, thank you, bye-bye. Hours after the release of the poll, Bin Laden pops up and promises us a new editorial comment. Coincidence! Precisely the same thing happened last year. On May 23rd, 2006, a Zogby poll was released showing nearly half of Americans wanted a new 9/11 investigation. The very next day, Bin Laden popped up to reinforce the official version and threaten new attacks. Can lightning strike twice in the same place? The Osama tapes are about as genuine as a used car salesman's, and it goes on, and have been proven fraudulent on countless occasions. They are nothing more than crude propaganda unleashed in a desperate move to put the genie of what really happened on 9/11 back in the bottle. But remember, it's crude propaganda for a crude public. You understand that? They've got higher grade propaganda for the intelligentsia. There's many different flavors of it. But for the general public, man, just here is the bad man. Ooh, booga, booga. Ooh, he's going to get you. He's in the closet. But this new one is not a re-edited tape that I've ever seen. It is a clear fake. It looks like Final Fantasy graphics. I mean, it is a clear video fake. It is a cartoon. I mean, it's like it's obvious. It's like it's a sick joke to them. I can't believe it. They could make it look real. They've chosen to make it look like a cartoon. I've blown it up. I've looked at it very closely, folks. And it's a cartoon. Oh, man, we're in trouble, folks, when they're showing cartoons. I mean, come on. They admit they showed a computer generation and said it was real 2 years ago. Of Muhammad Atta. Case closed. Documented. Proven. For those who still scoff at the notion the neocons would be behind the release of new tapes, consider the fact that the Pentagon admitted that they undertook a propaganda campaign, that's a quote, to magnify the role of the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq, al-Zarqawi, which was the target of U.S. home audience. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, I'm going to get back into the latest fake Bin Laden video and the evidence of how all the others have been fakes or re-edited or computer generations. It's a whole mix of them. And what it means that they're putting out this type of propaganda, what it means, what that says about the American people, what it says about humanity. And then I'm going to get into Endgame. I'm going to play the audio from the new trailer. It's a lot more powerful up on Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com right now, and I'd ask you to get that trailer out. It's the first trailer. It's really just the intro of the film. We got 2 other shorter, more highly produced trailers coming out next week. But it's right now up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You know, you can get my books and videos and materials we carry at Infowars.com, but there's another place, if you live around the Central Texas area, to physically buy my books and videos and hundreds of other videos and books, really the best selection I've seen anywhere. And ladies and gentlemen, that's Brave New Books, based right here in Austin, Texas. But they've got an online video and bookstore that is bar none huge. It's BraveNewBookstore.com, BraveNewBookstore.com, with a secure online shopping cart right there for you at BraveNewBookstore.com. Or you can simply give them a call and ask about any titles you're interested in or any videos or book titles you're interested in. 1-866-516-6623, 866-516-6623. Just really great folks and great sponsors of this broadcast. Right now they're carrying a great 9/11 video, Towers of Deception, the media cover-up of 9/11 by Barry Zwicker, and then Confessions of an Economic Hitman, normally $15, now only $10 by John Perkins. Towers of Deception, by the way, is normally $25. It's $19.95 right now. So that's just a few of the things you'll find at bravenewbookstore.com. And they're right down on the UT drag. You can't miss them if you're here locally and want to go there. Also, you need to get Terror Storm Final Cut. And they've got it at Brave New Books, but you can also get that at Infowars.com and get big discounts when you get it with Loose Change Second Edition or 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions or America Freedom to Fascism. You can get some of my films as low as $4.95, like American Dictators. $4.95. It's an excellent film exposing the false left-right paradigm, showing how they stage elections. And we've got them priced to move, $4.95 when you get it with one of my other videos. I've got all the best titles, all the best books that I found out there at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You know, I want to get back into all the Bin Laden news. And not just that it's a new fake tape, but what that means that they're releasing fake tapes. I want to play the trailer, though, and again, this is just the new long-form trailer. We got to get something out there. I've been so busy with other things, we're not done doing the teaser trailer. There's a 60-second trailer and a minute-and-a-half trailer that will be released in the next few weeks. This is the long-form trailer. Really, this is the intro from the film, and the film intros with an H.G. Wells quote from his book, The New World Order, where he says that countless people will hate the New World Order and will die protesting against it. So it starts in darkness with that. Then it cuts to Smedley Butler and the Marine Corps general, Brigadier General, speaking out against how the fascists tried to overthrow things here in the U.S. with the Bush family. Then it goes into, you'll hear Eisenhower speaking, then Kennedy, then Bush Sr., and then it just goes right through. And you'll hear music, and in the background it's showing news articles about the Rockefellers funding the eugenics in Germany and but let's just go ahead and play the in-game trailer.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States.
What?
He's a traitor!
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property, please.
Some shots were fired.
There's Bilderbergers right there.
the Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop here in Texas. We stop the new world order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Yes. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is the audio from the trailer that really is just the intro to the film. And it really is my best documentary. Each one gets better, but now we're having exponential quality increases. The difference between martial law and the film before that is huge, and the gulf between martial law and Terror Storm is even more massive. And now this film is, Terror Storm really is the definitive work on government-sponsored terror. The wide view and all the admitted examples is how it begins. So we found it to be the most effective at waking people up. So it's a great film. But it's different from this film in the production quality, the skills we've learned, everything we've done. I mean, this was shot in Istanbul, Turkey. This was shot in Canada, shot in Texas, shot in New York, shot all over the place. And it's shot in high definition. Most people don't have high-definition players, so we're going to wait for the second edition to come out in a few years and have it in high-definition for folks. But it doesn't matter. It has a high-def look. The color is just the quality of the film. And I'm not even going to say how much I spent on this movie. You know, I spent around $100,000, and that's a lot of money for me. On some people, that's nothing, but that's a lot for me. On the Terror Storm, and I'm not even going to say how much the game cost. Actually licensing the footage and actually going out and just flying everywhere and working on it, just paying a couple people to work on it with myself for a year. I keep saying 14 months. I mean, intensely for 14 months. We've been working really for about, been working on this film about 16, 17 months, not quite a year and a half. I'm still working on it. I've got the cover done a week ago. I'm trying to write the text for it and make the trailers, but actual production, 16 months. And what does the film cover? The film is really a quest. It's the sum of what I've learned in my life, the sum of what I've learned in my quest to investigate the New World Order. And the film is really three films in one, like all my films. It's long. It's 2 hours, 20 minutes long. But everybody we talked to, and I interrogated them when they left the last three showings, said it was the best they'd ever seen me do, that they were shaken. My father was speechless, very depressed looking, but said it was an excellent film, but that it really shook him up. My lawyer, who's listed as one of the top 10 lawyers in Texas Monthly, I mean, he's a big, high-powered litigator, really friend of the family's, well, I'm blessed to know him, was shaken up after it and very upset because he's a smart guy. And my mother was really freaked out by it. Everybody, and they'd seen other films like, yeah, that's interesting, yeah, that's kind of scary, or yeah. I mean, my mom didn't like my films I was making 5, 6, 7 years ago. They're good information, but, you know, kind of obnoxious how I presented them. This one, everybody's shaken up after they see Endgame. All I've gotten is good reviews, but that it's also very upsetting. Hey, it has to be told. The evil has to be exposed. And it is probably one of the most dark, I'm not going to mince words. It's the darkest film ever made. But it isn't dark in a fake horror movie angle. I mean, it's dark in that this is the truth. This is what you face. And this film, if it gets out to people, if you get it, if you spread it, if you show it to people, will make history. Because the globalists have been quite public about their master plan to kill 80%+ of us and bring in a one world government to do it. Their aim to build a new world order is so they can carry out their great work, which is the control freak's ultimate expression of selfishness and wickedness, and that is to kill 80% of the world population so the elite can have a corner on the future, so the elite can for sure dominate the future, so that the elite will never have to struggle with a middle class or a new renaissance or a new elite that could overthrow them and displace them, because they know all elites get decadent, get inbred, get lazy, and get overthrown, and this elite's cold-bloodedly doing what the Romans would do on a smaller scale when Hannibal resisted them. Was it Carthage? Going from memory here, Watson, when you're doing an article on this, look it up, please. Went in and salted the earth, killed every man, woman, and child, and then put salt, brought in tons of sea salt, which was very valuable then, and dumped it into their fields so that for hundreds of years they couldn't grow crops. Salt the earth. And that's what the Israelites were commanded to do with particularly wicked tribes when they were taking over their land. And God would tell them, kill everybody. Well, that's what the elite are doing. They're saying, we are going to kill all of you. We're only going to leave about 400. And by the way, now, that was the view 10, 20 years ago, and that was their public statements. Now they're saying, actually, we plan on killing almost everyone. We're probably going to reduce things down to less than a million. And then now the new school of thought is saying, no. Everyone dies. And you talk to these professors and sociologists and psychologists and anthropologists and their followers, their graduate students, and they write papers defending Pianka and Singer and other evil New World Order pushers of this dehumanization. They say, well, we can't die. We have to stay here and oversee it all. But then we'll kill ourselves. And it's sad, but we're willing to do it. They post things and they write articles about, I'll kill my family when the time comes. It's sad that my children will have to go, but we're ready. I mean, these are the sickest. But by the way, Tuesday night we premiered it in Austin. Rob Jacobson left at about 10 when the first one showed. We showed a double feature, a Terror Storm Final Cut, on that first showing. And he went home and he called me in the morning. He said, oh, my God. He said, I was just watching Jon Stewart, and they had a author on there who just said, let's get this out of the way. We're going to be better off when we're all dead and all humans are gone, and it's going to happen. And then he went into the book about it, in the whole book, and I heard it on NPR, and I forgot his name, never wrote it down, didn't tell, try to get him on. Then Michael McWhorter came in here about a month ago and said, I heard this guy on the radio, and he played me an audio file. I think we gave it to Aaron, but Aaron isn't back in. Oh, we're so busy. I mentioned it to Aaron yesterday, and he didn't respond. What's the guy's name? Can somebody call in? Or can somebody email Trey at InfoWars.com or Mike at InfoWars or post it in the message board, and I'll give it to the network? Because, that Jon Stewart was Tuesday night, so it's got to be out there. I've been too busy to go find it or do anything with it. I just thought of that. Paul Watson's listening right now. Paul, you can go find it. It was Tuesday night's Jon Stewart. And this author's all over the place. He's saying, kill everyone. But see, Rob Jacobson went home from the film, my editor, my main editor, and he turns on television. He said that he turned it on, and Jon Stewart was introducing the guy and basically agreeing with it and saying it was great. And then Colbert, 2 weeks ago, made fun of the former Forbes writer who quit over the fact they wouldn't let him write a story about the global master plan to exterminate the majority of us. See, Colbert, they're not good, folks. As much as you like Colbert laughing at Bush, or as much as you like Stewart doing it, and I know that some of their producers listen to the show, and it's still, though, their instinct is to go with the elite. That's why you notice they're talking about Oberman. He's no good to attack Hillary once she's in, so he's kind of announcing he's looking at leaving and just doing football and baseball now, which, by the way, he used to do a great job of. Baseball, one of the best out there I'd ever seen. Yes, I used to watch sports, folks. I know why you like it. It's fun to be mindless and sit there and drink a beer and watch it. But the point is that that's why he's going bye-bye in the next year. Leaving Countdown, number two show on cable news, and rising, by the way, to be number one, because there's no need. He can't attack Democrats once it's in that paradigm. But see, it's everywhere. You don't know where you heard it, but you have the idea that we've got to reduce the world's population. It's been inculcated into you. And so, Endgame goes through the history of the New World Order going back about 250 years, right through Napoleon, the Rothschilds, the rise of the central banks, how the CFR took over the United States, the roundtable groups, how this British model of hidden empire runs the planet, the Anglo-American establishment. Then we go, hey, we're going to Bilderberg. We're going to show you the elite. We show you their documents. We show you how they set up the EU, how they're setting up the American Union, how they're going to use the roads as the main taxing mechanism, how their own internal documents from SPP meetings say they're going to set up a carbon tax in a police state. Then we spend the second half of the film getting into the history of government extermination, how the number one cause of death, of unnatural death, is governments killing you. We say 150 million in the film. It's really over 200 mil, but we're conservative, last century. And we walk right through the history of eugenics, right in to the transhumanist and the future. You now know with this film, which isn't even available yet on DVD, you now know what their master plan is. No one has put it together. I wish others had done it before if we'd have a better chance of beating them. But it was left to this dumb Texan to do it, and I've done it. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco.
So long, Texas.
So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. when the Rio Grande at El Paso.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes off.
Endgame really is an amazing film. It's so important. We all instinctively know that the elite hate us. We know they're poisoning us. You talk to anybody, they say, oh, population control, that's the goal of global government. People who don't even believe in global government will say, everybody knows they want to kill us. And that's because they've heard about the Prince Philip quotes and the Ted Turner quotes and all these books that have been written about it. And it pops up here and there, and it's really a big undertone to everything. But I know when I was going to college right here in Austin that I would, it didn't matter if it was math class, it didn't matter if it was psychology, it didn't matter if it was anthropology. I remember teachers just, instructors, professors just stopping in the middle of a talk about calculus and going, you know, there's too many people, we got to get rid of some people. I mean, this is their religion. This is what, frankly, the majority of people, even though they're in line to be killed, want. And that's, and it gets into the one child policy, how they're setting those up in the West now and claiming it'll be a tax on more than one child. And it gets into the global warming fraud and how they're going, that it's man made and the carbon dioxide is bad and the fact that it's really the sun that's causing it. It just starts with the history of the New World Order, how they set things up, how they took control of the banks, how they got control of the U.S. and most other nations, and how they're setting up a total world government without a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, with no due process, so that they can then come in with draconian social workers and all of these surveillance systems already in England and in some U.S. states. They have children at two enrolled automatically on probation, watched by social workers because they have crime genes. We have the news articles. We have people testifying before the legislature in Texas that kids have bad genes. That's why they're on two-thirds of the foster kids are on drugs. I mean, it just goes through all of it and gives you the proof. And it shows how our government financed China to kill all those people and how they supported Pol Pot and how they're following the eugenics. It's an unbelievable film. And it goes right through how the eugenicists in the 50s, after World War II, founded transhumanism, and how transhumanism openly calls for one world government and says that the elite are going to exterminate the vast majority of us. And some of them are against it. Bill Joy says it's bad, and others say it's okay, and others say it's wonderful. And it's just, this is what the elite's talking about. This is what they discuss. This is what they're into. This is what's governing the world. This is the ideology that drives our entire society. And unfortunately, the average American doesn't even know what eugenics is. And then if they do, it's a limited idea of, isn't that what Hitler did? Or isn't eugenics, you know, the study of race? No. The public view of eugenics is to make the race better. And then they use fraudulent means to do that and make false claims about different, you know, subgroups of humanity, different varieties of Homo sapiens sapien. Real eugenics states we're going to dumb down everybody and exterminate people. And we want to make people dumb to serve us. I mean, this is incredible. It's just unbelievable. IBM, Microsoft, all of them are fronts for this. They mean business, and they're going to make what Hitler did look like child's play, look like a warm-up, look like a dress rehearsal. This is it, folks. We're going in full throttle. And I just wanted you to know out there what Endgame really is, because we're all in it, and it's a game of life and death. You're on the board. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.